Bella, an outstanding week for you, a no-hitter and an IAC championship. I want to talk about the no-hitter first. What was working for you in that game to blank the Blue Devils, finish with 8 strikeouts, and get the no-hit accomplishment?
So mainly I threw my fastball, and my changeup was really working for me that day. It was really consistent, and I threw a lot of drop balls and screw balls in there too.
We've seen quite a few no-hitters in perfect games in softball and baseball this year, and I've asked a couple of pitchers this question, and I want to know what the answer is for you. You know, as a pitcher, sometimes you go into your warm-ups or a bullpen, and you're not necessarily feeling it, but you throw a brilliant game like that. Or sometimes you're really feeling it from the start, and you think to yourself, yeah, this is going to be a good game for me. So how are you feeling going into that game and inevitably that no-hit win against the Blue Devils?
I actually felt really good warming up that day. I was really confident when I got on the mound, and everything worked, really.
We're with Bella Tracy here from the Union Springs softball team. She's our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. Pitched a no-hitter with 8 strikeouts in a win against Moravia, and also had a big-time performance at the IAC Championship as well. All right, let's talk a little bit about the IAC Championship, because your team was able to do something that had not been done in more than 40 years, and that's claim an IAC crown. When the final out was recorded, what was it like being able to celebrate with your teammates something that hasn't been done up there at Union Springs in decades?
It was really exciting because our pitcher, Haley, she only got 3 strikeouts, but that's still really good because our defense got like 18 outs, I think it was, that we had to make, and that's really good for a game.
I remember listening to that game, and you mentioned the defense was very, very solid out there. How much pride does this team take in having such strong defense in limiting the number of errors that happen out there on the field?
It really helps us a lot because you can't really have that many errors, especially during a big game, because going to give up a lot of runs.
Obviously, this is something that hasn't been done since the 70s. So what has the excitement been like around the community? What have you maybe heard from some of your classmates or teachers or community members who are excited that Union Springs softball was able to do something so big and so important?
Everybody was really like excited, and they were like giving like a lot of compliments and just like helping us.
What does a title like this mean for the team?
It's a really big accomplishment because it sets us forward, so we know how well we're going to do in sectionals.
And those brackets are expected to be released here pretty soon. But, you know, you guys have obviously had such a great season, racking up so many wins and barely losing all year. What has been the recipe for success for this group to get so many W's in the win column?
We kind of just set goals and then we achieve them. And we just keep going from there because we obviously need our pitchers and our catchers to work together. And then we have our defense that always usually works.
After earning so many wins and winning an IAC championship, what's the mindset going into sectionals? I'm assuming it's got to be super big with a lot of confidence and a lot of momentum, right?
I think we could go pretty far. I mean, if we play Tioga, and if we have a second chance, then we might be able to beat them again. And it's a little scary because it's sectionals, but I think we can do it.
And what's it like for you and your teammates to be back with sectional play? Because obviously there was no sectionals a couple of seasons ago, and then there was none last year. So what's it like now being in this sort of win and you continue, lose and you go home sort of scenario?
It's definitely different, but it's very exciting having the season keep going on.
I believe it. Union Springs softball's Bella Tracy with us here on BTL, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. I'm wondering what sort of goals you set for yourself individually this season and if you've reached them and accomplished them.
Kind of just, you know, for pitching, I kind of just get each out at a time and I just focus on what I need to do. And for defense and hitting, kind of the same thing, just one play at a time.
That's awesome. Well, Bella, before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here. Like I mentioned, it's our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we give you five random questions to get to know you a little bit more, dive a little bit deeper into your personality and everything like that. You ready for these five fun questions?
Yes, I am.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. Who is your funniest teammate?
Definitely Danielle Waldron.
And what makes Danielle so funny?
She just says the most random things at the best times. Everything that she says is just so funny.
There you go. Second question for you. What is your all-time favorite movie?
I really like Harry Potter.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with those movies. They're good. Third question for you. What is your ultimate guilty pleasure food?
I don't know. I eat rice a lot. So...
That's your go-to then?
Yeah, nice. Definitely.
Fourth question for you. If somebody gave you $1 million, what is the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
This is, I don't know. I would open up a roller skating rink.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you want to go that route instead of doing anything else with it?
I don't know. I used to roller skate a lot when I was younger, and now they don't have anything. So, yeah.
That could be kind of wild. Have some fun parties and everything up there. That could be kind of cool. Final and fifth question for you, Bella. What is the best part about being a student athlete over there at Union Springs?
It's really exciting for a small school, and you can get a lot of accomplishments done, especially when there's like not a lot of competition, you know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, Bella, it's been obviously a great season for you and an outstanding season for your teammates as well. We're so excited to see how everything plays out here with sectionals right around the corner. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.